Making her debut on the trending 55 hot seat is the new Minister of Municipal Affairs for the province of Alberta, Ms. Tracy Allard. And Ms. Allard, thank you for taking the time to join us today and be on the hot seat.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Awesome. So I guess the first question is that we've seen that you are the new minister. So congratulations on that appointment, first off. And second, what have the six weeks approximately been like for you in the position?
Well, thank you very much for that. Congratulations. It's truly an honor to serve Albertans in this capacity. And the first 6 weeks have been very busy. We've hit the ground running. We had issues that were burning right when I got in, and so we just jumped right into those files. Of note, of course, is the assessment model review, which has been closely followed by both industry and municipalities, and so I'm delighted to have gotten right to work with my staff and my team on that.
Okay, awesome. And I guess also as well is that you've had a chance to go and meet with several people, including in Valley View, where we saw that you and MLA Lowen and others had a chance to meet with several politicians that are from right here in the Peace and Mackenzie regions. How did that meeting go, and what were some of the issues mentioned to you? I know you mentioned the oil and gas linear assessments, but what other issues may have been mentioned?
Yeah, so that dovetails with what I just said. That meeting was predicated on the assessment model review, and when I got into the ministry, the first thing that I realized is that we needed to take some time to really speak with our municipal partners, and so I took the time with my team to go right across the province. I've met with over 300 municipalities of the 338, and very happy to hear from those municipal leaders. I believe that when we tap into that collective wisdom, we will all win. And with respect to the Valley View meeting, some really great feedback, some ideas for what we can do to attract investment as regions. I was there with my colleagues, Minister Taves, as you mentioned, MLA Lowen, and then, of course, MLA Williams from your area. It was a pleasure to be in Valley View with those MLAs and with the elected leaders, and to hear their feedback and also to have them feel a part of the process as we move forward through Alberta's economic recovery plan.
All right, Minister Allard, also as well, our audience can get an appreciation for this. When it does come to municipalities, how different would you say the big cities are from the smaller counties, MDs, towns, villages, hamlets, etc., at least in terms of their issues and their concerns? Like, how much of a difference is there?
Well, I would say the difference is notable, and obviously when you have a large urban center, their needs that come to the forefront are going to be different than in agricultural or more rural areas. For example, in the urban centers, there might be more of a need for transit or more of a need for high-density housing, where there may not be that same need in rural Alberta. The other thing I will say that I've heard from rural Alberta, particularly remote and rural Alberta, is the need for access to basic services, core services, and the capacity and the amount of time that they spend on the maintenance of roads and bridges. That's been made clear to me in these first weeks as a minister.
Okay, and as well, speaking of ministers, yourself and Minister Taves represent Northern Ridings, and do you feel that sends a positive message to Peace Mackenzie residents in terms of the fact that their government is represented, at least that they've got some representation in cabinet? And that's something, I mean, usually when you have it in the northern region, some governments may not even have one, but this government has two. Do you think that sends a good message?
I definitely think it does. I am so proud to serve alongside my colleague, Minister Taves. I can't imagine a more upright man of integrity to serve with, and to be both from the northwest of Alberta. It's really an honor to serve our residents, both as the local MLAs and in our capacity as cabinet colleagues. To have a voice at that table is really incredible, and it's a real opportunity for our constituents to be highlighted at the provincial level.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess also as well as we take a look, is that you've been doing a lot of consulting and meeting over the last 6 weeks since taking over the ministry. Is there still a lot more meetings to be done?
You know what? I think that the answer to that should always be yes, because I believe that effective governance requires open and honest communication. And I've said this to many municipal leaders, and I'll say it again here. I think the caliber of the answers that we get and the plan that we develop will be directly proportionate to the caliber of the questions we're willing to ask ourselves and to ask each other. And so I've encouraged my municipal partners to push me as I will push them, and that will help all Albertans as we move forward into recovery.
All right, and also as well, former Municipal Affairs Minister, now Justice Minister and Solicitor General Casey Madu had preached fiscal responsibility when he was working on the file. Is that going to be the same message that you're going to be sending to municipalities?
Certainly is. And I will say this. I believe that when we have an abundance of revenue, which we have enjoyed for many years in the province of Alberta, that revenue can cover what I like to call a multitude of sins. And when the revenue dries up, the sins all show up. And so that's the good news and the bad news. The good news is that in this time of challenge, we have the opportunity to look at some of the cracks in the foundation, some of the things that haven't been done that needed to get done, and we can fill those cracks to establish a stronger foundation for our whole province going forward and ultimately to set up future generations for success. That's the ultimate goal.
Now, Minister Allard, you'd also mentioned as well, at least in terms of fiscal responsibility, as you know, municipal budgets are pretty tight, and they don't have a lot of room, wiggle room. So if somebody like a Reeve, a councillor, or a mayor comes up to you and says, Minister Allard, what could we do to be more fiscally responsible? Now, granted that everyone's budget is the same in every municipality or MD or county is unique, but are there some like basic ideas that you could give to any political leader that would say, hey, this is a good way to start, at least in terms of the path to fiscal responsibility?
Absolutely. I would say, again, it's partly the caliber of the questions you're willing to ask yourself. There's some low-hanging fruit, if I can use that terminology. One of the things that we all need to look at is our compensation packages. Are they comparable to other jurisdictions? Do they make sense for a time like this in our history? And also, I would encourage municipal leaders to collaborate with one another. Find best practices and replicate them. If we can find what's working in other jurisdictions and replicate them here, that's a win for everybody.
No doubt about it. And as you know, Minister Allard, usually when I have somebody on the hot seat, I always like to throw out a personal question, something that's a little bit different off the political topic. And one thing that I heard about through a little bit of research is that you are a big force behind the Tim Hortons Kids Camp charities. Is that true, number one? And number two, what was that experience like for you to be able to help out that many children?
It absolutely is true. It's the Tim Horton Children's Foundation, and I had the pleasure of serving as an ambassador for many, many years. And then for 6 years, I actually served as on their board of directors. And an international board was very interesting work, but ultimately it was in service to society's most vulnerable. We talked a lot about the cultural roots of poverty and helping children who, through no fault of their own, were born into less than ideal circumstances, helping them break that cycle, that generational pattern of poverty, and help them find ways to break that pattern in their family. We've had kids, you know, be the first kid in their family to go to university. We've had children be the first one in their family to obtain a degree or get a trade or even have gainful employment. It's a very, very exciting trajectory-changing project, and I love the foundation and all the work that they do.
That's awesome. That sounds like real heartwarming stories. Minister, is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
Well, I just wanted your listeners to know that I love doing things like this because I want people right across Alberta to know that they matter and that it's important for our municipal leaders and it's important for our provincial leaders to be listening to people. So my office is always open, both in Grand Prairie and at the ministry office, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Awesome. This is Minister Tracy Allard, Minister of Municipal Affairs. Thank you for being on the hot seat, and this was your first one. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
This is Minister Allard, and this is another edition of the Trending 55 Hot Seat.